Okay, which road supervisor did you talk to? Because we don't have you in drop-off only, and if you look up at your header, you don't have drop-off only on your header.
Yeah, I don't know the road chief's name. It's whoever came to stab my seatbelt with the screwdriver and got it loose. That's, he was on the radio with you guys, and he conveyed that to me. He said, just go drop-off only until you get to where you need to get. I was like, all right, I'm on it, and I took off.
Okay, if a road supervisor ever tells you that, and then you look up and you don't see that you've got drop-off only on your overheads, you need to give dispatch a call. We've got customers that have complained because you passed them up.
Okay, well, I just did what I was told, ma'am. So I don't think I did anything wrong. I just did what my road supervisor instructed me to do. If I'd have known, I definitely would have called you guys. But he was on the radio with you guys, so I thought. He knows what he's doing. I mean, he's a road supervisor.
No, I understand. And apparently somewhere the ball got dropped. I'm only stating that in the future, if you look up and you doesn't say drop off only on your overheads, that means you're not in drop off only. And if you notice that, then that means that something didn't go right and you need to call us.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I absolutely will. I always call you guys about everything. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I just, like I said, I didn't think I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to because I was so late, and that's what he told me.
I understand. 1531.